Christ's glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet, this is Karuna signing in live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Welcome to Morning Glory on the 27th of August 2015. The time right now in Prashanti Nilayam, India is precisely 40 minutes past 9 a.m. that is Indian Standard Time. The current temperature outside the Radio Sai studios is a precise 24 degrees Celsius with midday high of 29 degrees Celsius expected later on. Night times are very pleasant these days, with temperatures hovering in the low 20s. Tonight, it will drop to 23 degrees Celsius. The forecast for the day calls for overcast skies. Last week, we had some heavy rainfall for 3 days in a row, which washed up all the trees and shrubs in the Divine Valley and hopefully raised the level of our water table. Right now, our surroundings are lush green and cool, and more rains are expected today. Till a few moments ago, you were connected live to the Sai Kulwant Hall. We hope you enjoyed this morning's Vedam and Bhajan that we beamed live every day. We do every single day for you, both AM and PM. Inside the Sai Kulwant Hall, the morning aarti has just concluded, and the mood is one of absolute stillness. Spiritual seekers, devotees and aspirants from places far and near, from diverse cultures, wearing different skin tones, physical features, hair colors, speaking a variety of languages, they are all lined up quietly to offer their prayers at the altar that breathes, listens and responds to their love. It is the sacred location where God sat for decades during His visit to earth in the form of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. It is also the exact same spot where the holiest of shrines, the Maha Sai Sannidhi, is now located. Just observing the congregation headed to the Maha Sai Sannidhi is a lesson in human geography and culture. Today on Morning Glory, let it be repeated conclusively that there is no place else in the whole world, absolutely none, where people from every single state of India and a few hundred countries of different faiths and cultures can be found at any given time in one place with only one purpose: to adore the apostle who taught them to love and to translate that love into acts of kindness, service and help. Only in Prashanti Nilayam, India, and that is what makes this the holiest shrine on the face of the planet. Right now, our entire ashram is reverberating with the sanctity of the ongoing Onam festival that the devotees from Kerala will be concluding tomorrow. And what a celebration it has been, with the highest possible levels of devotion and discipline, finest possible music and art, and such inspiration in the form of speeches and reports. We all have so much to learn from the humble Sai devotees from the state of Kerala, God's own country. With that, dear sisters and brothers, brace yourselves for a strong dose of inspiration right here on Morning Glory. Let's begin with the way back playback flashback to 29th of August 2002. So today is also 27th. So 29th of August 2002, exactly 13 years ago, but short of 2 days, when Bhagwan inaugurated the state-of-the-art Prashanti Digital Studios in the ashram. It is the exact same studio from where this live broadcast is coming to you right now. And Bhagwan sat in the red chair that I am facing right now in the studio as I speak with you. I always experience His divine presence here. And since that historic day in August of 2002, hundreds of thousands of hours worth of high quality programs have been produced at Radio Sai's Prashanti Digital Studios. And these reach listeners around the globe through our 6 24/7 streams. Now on the occasion of our 10th anniversary on August 19, 2012, the Radio Sai team offered a program in the Sai Kulwant Hall. That day, I had the honor of recapping the major milestones in the journey of the first decade of our existence. Today, I will replay for you that clip so that together we can all go down memory lane and offer heartfelt gratitude at Bhagwan's lotus feet for bringing Radio Sai where it is today. The presentation from the Sai Kulwant Hall will be coming up in the second half of the show. Another very important announcement for this morning is that with the divine grace of our Lord Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, this coming Saturday on August 29th, some members of our team will be offering our collective gratitude at the lotus feet for the gift of Radio Sai. That day also happens, that is Saturday 29th of August, also happens to be our 14th anniversary and Raksha Bandhan or the day of the Rakhi festival. As you may know, Rakhi is an Indian tradition where sisters tie a wristband for their brothers, who in turn confirm their commitment to their sisters' well-being and safety. All in all, some members of Team Radio Sai will represent all of us and offer a special program in the Mandir, as this happens to be the 90th year of the Divine Advent. So please, dear brothers and sisters, do join us in this special celebration on Saturday evening around 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. First, of course, we will have the Vedam, and I think our program will begin closer to 5 p.m. And now it is time for our feature presentation, which is very special. It is with the modern-day Nikola Tesla, a pioneer, a man ahead of his times, who has the rare and piercing insight into both the physical and the metaphysical, and the intelligence to harness this understanding into an invention that may change the way we source our power supply. Today's episode of Learning with Love features Dr. Paramhamsa Tiwari, and I played for you after this mesmerizing musical offering from Team Radio Sai. Here then is the meditative instrumental bhajan for the month of August 2015. You know, we try to offer at the Lotus Feet a special audio presentation every month. So this is our August 2015 presentation. And it is also, I would say, an early welcome to the festival of Krishna Janmashtami, or the birth of Krishna, which falls on September 5th. The bhajan in question is your favorite, Giridhara Govinda Gopala. And it is rendered most beautifully by the Sarva Dharma Choir from Zone 7, Region 73 of the Sai International Organization, and it consists of countries of Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. This Sarva Dharma or multi-faith choir has performed in Bhagwan's divine presence. In fact, they recently sang in Parthi at Chaitanya Jyoti, Super Speciality Hospitals, among other places. The choir is led by the conductor, Maria Kus. And the violin is played by one of Poland's very best. And what a humble person Mr. Marcin Kroll is. So much to learn from these amazing musicians. Please enjoy this musical meditation, Giridhara Govinda Gopala. And this will be followed by Learning with Love interview with Dr. Paramhamsa Tiwari. Have a listen, please. I suggest you just relax for a few moments and just take the music in. You won't regret it. I promise. Thank you.
Dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi and I am pleased to welcome you to our occasional series, Learning with Love. Learning with Love is a variant of our Tris with Divinity conversations with the value-added component, making it Trist with a Twist. In these interviews, Baba's devotees from around the world speak of the lessons they have learned from their association with Baba, and in sharing these lessons, they bring to life some of the experiences that delivered what are now their mantras for life. Sharing his learning with love today is Mr. Paramhamsa Tiwari. Now, by way of introduction, I should also mention that named rather appropriately, or should I say a person who lives up to his name, Mr. Paramhamsa Tiwari was born in 1937 and he graduated in electrical engineering in 1958 from the Banaras Engineering College in India. And he has held many responsible positions in large engineering construction organizations, mostly in the area of nuclear projects. He has also worked at the Douglas Point Nuclear Project in Canada, and he retired in 1997 from his position as the Executive Nuclear Director, Nuclear Power Corporation, Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, and he is the former Project Director of the Kaiga Atomic Power Project. Now, Mr. Tiwari's imagination from early school has revolved around the fundamentals of physics, and he has done some path-breaking work in the area of space vortex theory. This has led him to author a number of important books on the subject, but the two that really caught my attention are Spiritual Foundations, published in 1996, and Universal Principles of Space and Matter, published in 2002. A well-acclaimed international speaker at various conferences, Mr. Tiwari is actually questioning the status quo of many fundamentals of physics. Now, for the practical demonstration of generation of electrical power from the medium of space, Mr. Tiwari has built what is called the space power generators that operate at over unity efficiency, thereby showing that the space medium indeed is the source of generation of basic forms of energy. Now, for this particular interview, knowing how technical the subject is, I have also invited a senior member of the Radio Site team, Mr. Suresh Rao, to join me in this interview so that the conversation, the IQ level of the interviewer can be raised a little bit, because I feel this is a subject that is far beyond my understanding and efficient comprehension. And on that note, I welcome both Mr. Paramhamsa Tiwari to Radio Sai. Sairam, sir.
Sairam, thanks a lot.
Welcome.
And I think that's a very wonderful and wide introduction covering everything. So thank you. Now, I think I would start around 1974 when I was heading electrical department in Rajasthan Atomic Power Project after brief 1 year training in Canada. A colleague of mine told about Baba, Satya Sai Baba, and he gave me the picture also. His wife from Andhra Pradesh, they had tremendous respect for Baba and they talked about miracle. Now, I had been working on a theory for generation of matter out of absolute vacuum.
Vacuum.
Now, this absolute vacuum is supposed to be, as per my theory, the only medium in the whole of the universe. And the theory was proceeding, bringing to light a very, very high field of acceleration in the structure of electron. So, when I heard that Baba is able to create matter, that he creates vibhuti, I just said, well, I can't believe it. And then I also said, okay, why Baba keeps his hair and things like that? He is not like what Ram was and Krishna
like
was.
Like you have seen both
like
of
that.
Them.
Yeah, I've not seen. But then, whatever, we have seen the picture. In that stage, my friend gave me a book by Murfitt, famous book. And when I got through that book, I was totally changed. That, well, here is indeed an incarnation, but then I won't leave it like that unless Baba shows me creation of Bhuti, you know, had an ego that he should show me the creation of Bhuti, that kind of a thing. And it so happened that I came to Bombay thereafter.
Here I would like to add something.
Yeah. Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, in 1976, I think, I came across you in Power Projects Colaba, where you had come from Rajasthan, and he was working with us in our team, no? Power Projects Engineering Division. And at that time, Mr. Subramaniam was with us. He told me that he had given a book of Howard Murfitt to you for reading and that you wanted to see Swami. And in fact, I was one of people who took you to Dharmakshetra at that time in 76-77. If you remember, we both went to Dharmakshetra.
Oh, yeah. So, one Subramanian, my assistant, he took me there and I was seated quite a bit behind and there was a bamboo kind of railings put there, and they wouldn't have me less than 1,000 people, and I saw Baba. I was just surprised, and then as he started coming closer, I clearly saw halo around his head. Very clearly, I saw halo around his head, and then he came as close as about 12 feet or 10 feet, and started creating Vibhuti, not looking at me, looking at the people there like that. And I bent down to see under his palm, and I very clearly remember that I heard some small cracking sound. And that, I said, oh, when vacuum breaks down, you must have a cracking sound like that, I thought. And I saw Vibhuti falling. Oh, I was just stunned and couldn't believe it. And I bent my head down on the floor, and then I just didn't know. I was totally amazed, and I was really changed.
And the rational scientist had already conceded some defeat by now.
Yes, I did. And then I thought, what is it? The theory that I have written is almost going to be finished, I feel. And here is Baba just casually breaking space and creating matter. So thereafter, I was transferred to Naroa Atomic Power Project.
I remember you were a very fast rising star of atomic energy, young scientists and engineers in your career. And then a sudden turn you took towards spirituality. That's how it appeared to me, from science to spirituality. And does that mean anything to you in your career?
Yes. This happened because of Baba only. After I was transferred to Naroa, we started having a Sai Samiti, and I built a small little temple in my Bangalore, and every Saturday we used to have bhajans. Then we used to call people from the neighboring Samiti, other districts, and on that experience itself, and with my earlier experience about Aurobindo, Ramana Maharshi, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, just reading the literature, and started reading Baba's literature. But then I thought, I must go at Puttaparthi and see really Baba, how he is and how he does these things. So I went to Puttaparthi. It was a sand everywhere. Hardly 100, 200 people would have been there.
What year might that have been?
That must have been about 80 or something like that.
1980.
And then, on a piece of paper I wrote, if you are God, give me experiences. That's all I said. And I was in 7th or 8th. Baba motioned, and I went through the people, handed over that paper to Baba. Though I had seen that it created the Vibhuti, then I thought, okay, let me see what experiences Baba gives me. Then, when I came back, our Samiti functions was going on. One fine night, I call it a cosmic vision I had. I have recorded that in my book, The Spiritual Foundation. It goes like that. I saw a vast ocean of like molten silver.
Was it a dream?
I call it vision.
Yeah, but in your sleep, you were sleeping.
Yeah, I was sleeping. It is a dream. And then the vast ocean was having waves, undulations. And in the center of it was a section of a sphere, a dome. And that was shining so brilliantly that if you melt silver, that's the kind of it. Or sometimes, when you go to the ocean, sunlight falls and reflects. It was so luminous. Then it was surrounded by a rim of that half hemisphere, and in the whole of the vastness, undulations of the waves. And I am somewhere in the center, but I can't see myself. Then, it was very pleasant, and I asked a question. Is it symmetrical? That's the question I asked, because my theory is in my mind. And believe it, before the horizon started shifting, tuck, 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 whole round the horizon took, showing me all round the same symmetry. And then, I was very pleased, and then suddenly I got a fear, how will I go out of it? Then a voice said, say Sai Ram. And then I immediately said, Sai Ram. I was just taken at the shore. The ocean disappeared, and there at the shore, tall trees, green trees, about 2 feet height, I put my hand and very easily I went, and then everything was over, the dream was over. Now, I had been questioning before that, how is the universe? Is it spherical? How many are there? But my substance would be one, and that was one substance. It was dynamic, waves are there, and by my asking, it rotated, so it is conscious. My consciousness and that consciousness is all merged, and then who is the commander? Name of Baba. Oh, fantastic. So it answered my basics of the science theory, that one element like Advaita philosophy, with motion, it creates waves, and with the name of Sai, you can just cross the ocean of samsara. Later on, in Baba's discourses itself, I found that from Purusha Supta, Janami esam, Janami etam purusam, Mahatman, Mahatman, Aditya varanam, tamaso parastat. It's a varanis of Aditya, Surya. As I told, Surya's rays fall on water. It's just like a molten silver. So, I said, okay, very fine, it is an encouragement by Baba.
When you asked Baba to give you experiences, you didn't say that it should only be in a waking state. So, he gave you one in a dream state.
Yeah, that's true. That was just the first one, but it removes a lot of my doubt, because I was building the theory with one substance, and I saw one substance as a dynamic. Then, my faith further got intensified, and during the 9 years of time that I was there at Narora project, the samatis, activities and everything, I had once an opportunity from president of the district, Bulan Shahar. They wanted me from UP side to talk before Baba. They had given me some 5 or 6 minutes. So I remember I talked only in a brief. I said, today's stage has been prepared by the birth of the saint and sages, Aurobindo, Paramahansa, Vivekananda, the saints of Maharashtra and Sikh gurus. And the time has come for the incarnation of full avatar, which Baba is. And Baba showed his hand like that. At that moment, Baba showed him at that height we were talking, was below. Baba showed his hand like that. And therefore, I said, each word that Baba says must be heard and must be recorded. We should not just leave even a single word. That's what I will say, and that's all I remember. I told it. So, Baba raising hand at that time was in appreciation that this person, what he's talking, it was an encouragement to me. So, he had told me, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, you should say. It took time for me, but this chanting of Sai Ram eventually became so much that I fell down a couple of times. I fell down hitting the head, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, the pain disappeared, I had not to go to the hospital. This way the faith started building, till I was coming on transfer, eventually to Kaida. So when I was coming and transfer from that project, in the night I saw Shirdi Baba of West, and he says, Chief Project Engineer.
What do you mean you saw in a dream again? Dream vision?
Again dream. Shirdi Baba, Chief Project Engineer. I was thinking, look, I was already like a chief at Narora, but the designation was not Chief Project Engineer. So, in Shirdi Baba, that time I did not believe much, but what he said came to in 2.5 years of time when I came to Bombay. But before that, very many interesting things took place. I had a dream. I heard, UP man in Karnataka, you will go to Karnataka. Now, I can only think that it is the voice of Baba or somebody, because he is the God I am considering. That was one. The second was that I was in Bombay. I am in a growth of trees and all, just like as Kaiga is.
One question, where is Kaiga?
Karwar.
Karwar, Karnataka. Northern Karnataka.
Yeah. And Baba is there standing. And I go with one of my assistant on the top, he was there. Baba Grace Bibhuti gives it to me. He says, thoda amma ko bhi dena. He says,
give some to the lady also.
Yeah, Baba sees that in a dream. And I take Pad Namaskar and other colleague also, he takes Pad Namaskar. Then we come. The very next day, Dr. Srinivasan's phone, M.R. Srinivasan office, that Tiwari chairman wants to talk to you. Can you please come to the office? When I go to the office, he say that, Tiwari, we are giving you the chief project engineer post. Go to Kaiga project and do the project. So what Satya Sai was Shirdi Baba had said came true within half year, and today Baba's giving dream, and 10 o'clock next day in the morning, things being coming is a fantastic case of the omniscience and omnipotence of Bhagwan.
Question. Now, you're a man of science, scientific belief, and here your life was unfolding based on premonitions and dream visions. How did that play out with your rational mind? How did you process it?
Because once I was building a theory with one substance, and that too absolute vacuum, the particle is of absolute vacuum. All particles, human bodies, everything, it is a omnipresent substance, and we want confirmation today what it is, if tomorrow it is confirmed, that is scientific principle. Baba used to do that. He will give me the dream, it will come to tomorrow. That is a big thing. I will now change gears a little bit. I will talk more about what you did also in your work. Yeah. You came out with these theories on electrical generators, and I was reminded of the great Nikola Tesla, the electrical genius of the 1890s, who, after he met Swami Vivekananda, talked about Vedic cosmology, and he was impressed so much. He said, space is full of energy, and anyone who can tap that energy from anywhere in space will solve the mankind's all energy problems. He made that prediction, and your work, I was remembering, seems to have answered his hopes of generating power from space.
Yes, true. Tesla tried. His resources were confined with the electromagnetic waves. And with the electromagnetic waves, you can send power, but they would not be of that magnitude like what today megawatt generators and others will be. And even what machine, small machine that I have made. So, he was impressed with Vivekananda's talk, like prana. In my special book, prana is a motion of akasha. To that, Tesla could not come. He could come, yes, prana, and is there. And once he heard that the space is full of power, then naturally he was a man making certain experiment. His experiments were going in the right direction, but he could not come to that stage, what has come. And people came to me, even in Germany, I got the first prize, that two things. One said, Tesla came up to this, and you are producing more power like that. Then, one scientist has predicted that there will be a motor at this time.
Nostradam.
His prediction is that around this time there will be self-running motor. It will change the whole industrial, but much after the flights of bombs and things like that. So the German people thought it is the Iraq war that is taking place, Tiwari, your machine will come very soon. That's how they were, those who were knowing my theory.
So what is your basic premise? What is the basic premise of your theory?
The basic thing is this, that from absolute vacuum, the fundamental particle is created. That creates all matter in the universe. There is a voidness at the center of electron, which is the fundamental particle. Incidentally, this fact was reported by Leadbeater and Annie Besant in 1919, that they have been able to see a void at the fundamental particle, and I was invited to Theosophical Society in Madras in 1976. They gave me a book, and they said book, they had found it, but Tesla couldn't give equations. He had a vision, and he told the same what Vedanta said, but he has predicted that not many years from now, there will be a machine which will be put to a space, draw power and ample power. But his process was like De Palma, that you can draw power straight. But in my machine, the principle of electric current itself has been new. With the new principle, the circuit of generators have been changed. And when the circuits of the generators have been changed, you are getting more power than you are giving. The point is this, what has not been followed by the present science is this. They know that an electron, flow of which electricity, goes through all interaction, but it still remains an electron. They have no theory to explain that where does the power comes to it, that it goes on interacting with it. Because they don't know that absolute vacuum doesn't have any viscosity. It is eternal.
It doesn't deplete.
It doesn't deplete. All these predictions of the modern theories that the sun will get depleted with energy because of the thermodynamics laws and the universe will be dying is in fact not meaningful, because they have not taken the almost infinite energy in the vacuum itself. When there is no matter, that means if matter is annihilated, that energy comes to vacuum. For instance, ocean. When it is having waves and all, bubbles, when the bubbles die, their motion comes back to water only.
Water only, yes. So they go back to the source.
So matter is like bubbles. And when it gets annihilated, then motion is retrieved. In fact, to talk in this way is this, universe is a huge sphere, existent in infinite sphere of nothingness. There is a nothingness beyond the universe, and our universe is spherical with all the energy content in it because of its rotation. That's why it is oblong, like Shiva's idol.
Like lingam.
Elliptical.
Elliptical.
Elliptical it becomes. Now, because of rotation, when this rotation reaches limiting value, matter start getting created, assembled. Stars are formed, planets are formed, galaxies are formed. They start moving all the way to the end of the universe they go. We can talk about the end of the universe because we know vacuum is real and there is nothingness outside. But present physics cannot talk about the boundary of the universe because everything is nothing, only matter. Matter here. Like 2,500 years before, Democritus said, universe is atoms and void. Same thing has been taken more or less by Newton. The great philosopher René Descartes of France, just before Newton, has filled the whole space with ether. Ether circulation was matter. Pressure of ether was gravitation. Motion was taking the planets. But they say that Newton brought lack of faith in God, atheism, because he made the space empty. If the space is empty, how can Baba or God, in fact, Akash Shariram Brahma, the body of God is Brahma.
Yeah, even Swami says, nothing is everything. When he says nothing is everything, he actually means this.
What he means that, what when there is no matter, you think there is nothing.
That is the ism. That is what is.
But what remains when there is no matter is the absolute vacuum which is in circulation created matter. Because matter is a bubble. So bubble burst, vacuum remains. So the question of the universe dying, at one place a galaxy may die, but other place new galaxies will come. So the energy conservation is for the whole of the universe.
It's sort of recycling itself.
Recycling. Actually what happens, very simple example. Have a cup of coffee or tea, stir it. Bubbles come. When the bubbles have come, then its rotation gets less because the motion has come to each bubble. It subsides. And if it is a non-viscous, then again it will be having circulation. Absolute vacuum is non-viscous. Only thing, I don't talk that this absolute vacuum is conscious also. I don't talk because Baba say there are three akashas, chidakasha, all conscious, bhutakasha, chidakasha convert itself into bhutakasha, matter, then chittakasha, same portion of the chidakasha enters into the various forms, and that is our chintakasha.
Now your science, it resonates Vedic wisdom clearly. You're plugging your physics into the cosmic physics because you are resonating what the Vedas say, what the Upanishads say. How is this received by your peers?
The physics is going to collapse
as we know it today because of its limitation, because it does not recognize.
No, because they do not start with the full space. They start with the empty space. All light, you are starting with the empty space. Then you say, where did matter came out from? They don't know. So it is like Democritus, that universe is matter and emptiness. We have to go, how was matter created? Which matter was created first? How did it get assembled? And then, which is the place you say Big Bang? In terms of distance they talk. Even in terms of distance, what was it that was energy? Vacuum is the energy. Absolute vacuum. They have forgotten about that. Then this ether was at its most appropriate place in science by 19th century end. Electron was rediscovered. People were making the models of vortex of ether, vortex of atoms. It got cut short in the start of the 20th century because of relativity theory and because of later quantum theory. Both these theories are only isolated cases of hypothesis, they do not know where matter came from, where matter will go, and they have drawn wrong conclusions. With the result, when the space is empty and is all quantized, where will God operate? The message has to go today, but then Baba says God is outside, inside, right side, left side. What it means? It means we are immersed in a real fluid of Chidakasha, which itself has made bubbles of the matter of our body. That is the God. He is everywhere, at the same time he is feeling. So, if the mosquito catches me here, I feel. At the same time here, I feel. So God feels even a jiva, because he is spread out. God is an ocean, and with the power, he comes as a incarnation.
Sir, I remember you gave a talk in BRC Central Conference Hall in the 87. You put forward some of these theories on energy and from space, and there was quite a bit of resistance and reaction to it from the physicists, yeah, and also some of the other scientists.
Today also, all my theories have been read by foreign scientists, Nobel laureates like Abdul Salam and these people.
Abdul Salam,
they have done a mistake. The mistake done was first by Einstein, and he clung on to that. That's why he doesn't say specifically about God.
But Einstein was a believer of God.
He tried to make up the case and utter one or two sentences in faith of God, because they have removed the, make the space empty, and they don't know where the energy comes from. And then, have they invented the structure of electron? Have they said the real structure of water, structure of atoms and all? They have not. So these theories within, they say that you cannot create 1 watt of power more than what you give into a system. That is what they say. Now when they found 100 kilowatt of power, let them answer this question, which they will not be answered the question. This whole theory of quantum mechanics or relativity will collapse, and the initiation will come by the engineers. Because they will build machine, and they will say how the power is coming. And
so has something like this been built yet?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us about it, sir?
35 kVA machine, 250% efficiency, had been built 10 days before. I had been building small models, but I told them you make 100 kVA.
That means you put in 35 kVA and you get 80 or 85 kilowatts.
So you multiply the power?
Yeah. It will multiply like this. This 30 kVA is going to be made 100 or 50. It multiplies like this. This 30 kVA, you give only 10 kVA and take out 30 kVA. And there is no loss of electron or atoms and things.
And there is no fuel consumption.
The first 35 kVA, where do you get those from?
First motor which you set up, for that you use electric power.
But once you have generated extra power, you make a bigger machine and backfeed that power, yeah, and then make it self-running. This is the first step. If I live another couple of years, I'll make a self-running machine. That is what I am committed.
You spoke earlier of having inner visions and intuition about your future. About this machine, did you receive any divine guidance?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us about
when
it?
When I was there at Bombay and with you people I used to meet, once Baba had come to Vashi, Baba had come, I had gone there. That night I prayed to Baba, that night I had a dream, a big machine rotating in the dream I had. So that time itself it was known to me that machine will come. But once I prayed to Baba, how long will my researches come to an end? And I had clear this thing, do not worry, you will get success one day or the other. Another time I prayed to Baba, for this kind of position, you said CPE, when am I going? At the nick of time. So I looked into the dictionary to see, nick means what? Does it mean?
Oh, he said at the nick of time.
Yeah, he says at the nick of time. Now the nick may mean right time or, you know,
just in time.
So well, other interesting thing before that I will tell you, I had a message like this, that very soon you will make an office much better than what you had expected. This is just before Kaiga chief project engineer and immediate director. And I saw an office as big as this, and in that office a big chair is there where you are seated, where I am supposed to sit there as a CPE. Goddess Lakshmi or Goddess Saraswati, whomsoever you call, is seated there. I am here, and a beam of light is coming, just what we see, no one pictures. She is having all gold finery and a beautiful fair lady. My God, so I thought all these pictures, what Hindus, you know, sisters, see, just we see all because a dream it is coming. Then I said, very attractive. The goddess says, two words I have written in my book, goddess says, not attractive but charming. Either she said that, or I said, very charming. Then I said, the goddess said,
not charming, attractive. She corrected my English because you know to a lady, when to a goddess, there has to be a word either attractive or charming. That thing I think is going to come because Namabu, some foreigners want to pay some millions of dollars for the building of this machine.
Really, because you're going to change the paradigm completely.
Yes.
Once this works out, if what you're saying, once this comes to happen or comes to pass, such a machine, obviously we do not need fossil fuels to create power.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, while you speak of millions of dollars in terms of investment, how about the big companies, the billion-dollar companies that generate power and they make a living out of generating power from coal or fuel? Now, how do they react? Do they feel threatened?
No, that's what I have told. One company in South Africa has promised $10 million to give me. But I only have to go there and train them up that you make like this. All that will be okay. And they will spend money where? Their corporation, will it go to the poor people? It may not. Rather, it will not. So much of money of the corporations in America, and if it was going to the poor people, universally will be earning hot mitts and the people like this, they should give.
I think that is where your patriotism comes in.
Yes.
And you would like to use this more for the poor farmers and pump sets.
Exactly.
And things like that where there is a paucity of power.
Exactly. That is what it is. That's why I have said foreign people, you will not sell your products in India unless the fulfillment of our companies do that. And when I get money from those people, big percentage of that has to go for uplift of some education or hutments or the old people.
But how can you work in a silo? You have to work with the government.
Yes.
Don't you feel the need to work with the government?
I have yet to see a government which will support this. I'll tell you, we should make a government kind of a thing. Have money and make a thing and see that people get plenty of things.
May I ask, sir, if you don't mind, how old are you?
Well, I think I will be 79.
You know, do you have a set of people who believe in what you're doing and who follow your work so that the legacy continues?
That is the reason that I have given to one company Kiloskars, and my sons are there. I have junior sons and daughter, and they know it. But here legacy is this. There is a patent. The patent can be stolen tomorrow, and that's why I am distributing to the companies now.
So you are working with Kiloskars?
Yeah, Kiloskars is one. South African company second. The Bombay company I will work. To as many as people, I'll get them involved. And of course, my one of the sons, eldest son, engineer, and the youngest one, and daughter also, one of them, when I'm not there, they will come back. So that they will have a company, Sci-Om THG Research Center. Sci-Om Tiwari Homopolar Generator Research Center is the company.
So your dream is basically to generate power, tapping into space, the vacuum?
Actually, we don't tap from space. Space first generates atoms and electrons. By the interaction of these atoms and electrons, more power we get. But atoms and electrons don't lose any power. This fact is not known to them. I explain to you one simple thing. Think of an atom or an electron, very fundamental. The day Einstein, the electron was created, it was created by breaking the vacuum. And all fields were created. So, let us say one field, gravity field goes and falls on your eye. Now where is the electron? If I push it to your eye, nearer to you, your eyes will see more potential. If I take it out, your eyes will see less potential. That effect is a light effect. So the electron is simply moving up and down and you are seeing light. Present physicists, they think from this electron a photon has come and gone on the line. The electron is hollow inside. Nothing can come out. All the fields were created when the electron was created. And they don't die. Like the atom doesn't die. So if atom can go on oscillating like this, everywhere light will be there till eternity. Atom remains the same atom because it is built out of vacuum.
It's a great solution to have sustainable power without depleting natural resources.
Yes. Produce power without consuming electrons and this. Produce power. So since two times I have got, I'm working to make it at least within a year, working hard to see that it is at least 10 times. So it is almost like nothing. And then I have to push it because there is a lack of faith in this of the people. Therefore, some of the company, when they make it, they will say, oh, this company has made it. That's the reason I told those company, take it in confidence, build it. I may give you cheap also, something like that. So that we should spread this.
Has it been tried anywhere yet, the prototype?
The prototype is there, right there with the closures now.
But have they sort of marketed sold it yet to anybody?
No, I have not told them to market it. I have told you simply make the model, then you enter into agreement with me, and then after that you market it. And at the same time, I have to apply for global.
This is going to have huge ramifications on the health of the planet, the health of the resources, and more importantly on capitalism, because power generation is a multi-billion dollar industry.
You are very right. So what will happen, as I see the future, that first the push has to be given for many people to make, even 200% you start making. 200% if you start making, half the energy consumption of coal, diesel that comes out. But why only 200 if they can make it 400? So a push has to be given. With single-handedly, with experiments, I am doing it. And your point is right. I think I should get my son from America. They are all in America. Daughter, engineer in America. Now 50 years. Son, 55 years, engineer.
That is right. Alone, it will be difficult for you to handle this in future.
So I am thinking of getting my elder son, and youngest one is expert in marketing. So I think I will get those people, but they are all glued up, you know, with their children in Canada and USA. But I am sure something has to be done.
No, don't you think a prime minister would be interested in something like this?
You see,
in the interest of the nation.
Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi has read a press report when I got in 87 first prize in Germany. I was invited to PMO office. He said, do you have any problem of money? I said, I am the director of Kaiga projects. I don't need any finances. When I retired, money was not given. I feel like this. First, it is 2 hours to find out his email.
No, it is on the website office of the Prime Minister of India.
I know. You do that, then you fill this form, then you fill that other form.
Yeah.
When you do that, these people are not approachable. I can find out. Once he goes, then they will take time to make that paper reach him. That is more of a tension than getting something done by these people. They will send a secretary. They have come before. Senior engineer from technology department, they have come. They say it is very small, sir. So you see, most of these people, they have worked under me in my profession. I feel embarrassed to go on asking these people to give these funds or something of that kind. This has to be done by a competent person.
Your advisors, scientific advisors.
I understand that you're facing so much resistance and, you know, there are roadblocks. How do you stay focused and persist in, and how do you maintain your self-belief that what you have come up with will succeed and come to pass and come to fruition? What keeps you going?
I believe it because I have seen with my own eyes more power coming, and I have started right from the structure of the electron. The world doesn't know the electron is the fundamental particle, but I know because of my theory, because somebody has measured the properties of the electron, it tallies with that. So experiments, so simple experiments. So my belief is just that engineers believe that what I tried for 28 years experimentation, 40 years of the theory.
Yeah, here Dr. Kash from USA, he came with his own measuring instruments from
abroad. Yeah,
the best is
people have measured and very okay. I tell you one thing, when you hit upon such an invention, which takes you decades work, people are not to be asked to support you, because none will be there to support. Everyone will come, he will say, how can it be? If you show them results, they will say meters may be wrong.
So, is that how jealous the scientific world is?
Not only that, jealousies are such that a top physicist, my friend from Yugoslavia, first he was thrown out because I was Russian, and he was the one who was thinking in my line. He made a small model also. He had to commit suicide because Nature magazine did not even published his anti-Einstein small article. He committed suicide. I am a different man. I will not commit suicide.
What role do you think knowing Swami and having Swami as your supporter has played in your persistence and your one-pointed focus?
Yes, this is what first is. I was chosen the head of the Aurora project. When you are head, then you are free to spend time. I used to spend time in the office and I used to spend time in my laboratories I built. At government's cost, all experimentation. So nobody stopped me because I was the top. Kaiga project, same thing. Nobody, because Rajiv Gandhi, it is all Swami. Swami is seeing what this Tiwari fellow is doing. And therefore, in a day, I have to see at least 3 or 4 times, heart to heart,
Sai inspires by Radio Sai.
Yeah, Radio Sai. Abhi kya kare? To aisa kare. Because you see, to control the mind, the only remedy is to read this
Baba's.
Science fires. It's so heartening for us to know that a scientist of your caliber refers to our science fires.
No, the way you write, actually, whatever you are putting, Swami's word, you know, when Baba says, you know, on compassion, and Baba talks about truthfulness and things like that, we get alert. Oh God, I should be. So, you know, sometimes it so happened, a person comes, I tell him, now you make this machine and things like that. You have to pay this much. There's something comes to my mind, why you do that? I say, at all, you don't pay, you pay later. You know, this type of the things, they are all because of Baba's writing. Before I forget, a caution should be given to the students in some way that don't take the present development, the present theories of the physics seriously, because this will change, because there is no base today for the present physics because of empty space.
Oh, it would be so nice if students who are struggling to pass physics heard this, because physics is not every child's favorite subject. And you know, if it's still in the process of evolution, and if the whole story is yet to unravel, the story of physics, is if it's based, as you say, on some fundamentals which are flawed, then poor children who are going to college and university and school and studying this physics to get A grades, our heart goes out to
this
them.
This physics study that I am making, it is an hour's job.
But it will turn all the current hypotheses on their head.
Yeah, there are not many hypotheses, only one constant. That is the rotation of the velocity gradient of fluid vacuum is a constant quantity. And vacuum backs at a motion of speed of light. That's all. They will rejoice. The students will rejoice when they hear that. What your university can do, they can read for their examination. And the mind will get trained, whatever are the theories, but there should be the parallel space vortex theory, and some of them should take doctorate, PhD for this theory. I can come, I can give them the thing, and they will be the future scientists, and I'm very sure they will rejoice it, because they will see a machine running. They have the power. So within 6 months, one bigger machine I'll keep in my lab. And
you should give one to Radio Sai, sir. We can also generate our own power and save on our electricity bill.
Why not?
Because we run so many systems and air conditioning, and the cost of power consumption here is pretty high.
Some few years back, I thought, when these machines are ready, I'll bring one at Puttaparthi.
The first batch?
Yeah, I tell you too. So, Rao, this is my presentation for this. Other one, I had thought, I will go to the Kaveri River. Once I make a self-running machine, the first one will be installed there, 1 kilowatt.
But do you foresee a day when every family will have their own power generating machine, so they don't have to be plugged to the main grid and face power cuts as we do frequently?
We have to have a battery to start with, and battery will go on getting charged. So that is okay. Now that is
so like an inverter gets charged.
Yes.
But this battery would require replacement over the years.
No, if it goes on getting it charged, then it doesn't much. Actually, what is required is that we make 100 kilowatt machines, 500 kilowatt machines, and install it in a small village or somewhere like that. And 90% power is used and 10% power just to run it. So I can tell you, this is just as people have come to believe that Baba can create this, Baba has said, this is the actual process he is creating, Baba has said. And that is okay, has been, because very small power of the electron takes like that, and he can. And Baba has said many a time, when you are changing himself to Dattatreya's form, a lady was coming to adjust, he said, keep away. That means in space there is a fire-like thing. That's why, you know, and then when he deports the things, it is not that he disassembled the atoms and this. The whole space rolls like this and takes it. The whole space should be conscious of where it is going. He has a control on the whole space. That is absolute vacuum.
Hearing this, God can, I have to ask you, who in your opinion is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba?
Sri Satya Sai Baba is the substratum of Chidakasha. He is not a man simply as he is as a man. God is a substratum, and all the rest of the thing is his creation. He has a link everywhere, so he can control anything anywhere. If he can play with the fluid space, then that space is so tough, it cannot be broken like this. It can lift mountain. So Baba is the manifestation of, rather the incarnation, is the manifestation in the human form of Chidakasha. And his main role at the moment is to make the ego of scientific culture down one, and let the spirituality start believing in idol worship, what this world calls as a ritual. Ritual, okay,
Vedas okay. What all was done by the rishis and all that, that is all okay. All right, you have self-running machine, you have everything. But avatars are not to be compared. But at this time, Baba has given far more revelation to humanity than Rama and Krishna. Because they were limited at that time for something. Here the human, as Baba says, that he has not come to kill. Because you know the whole mind has to be controlled. So my belief is this, that I didn't tell you at the age of 36... I had made an accident and I was unconscious. That time I started asking, what am I for? What is the aim of my life? I asked for 1 year. And thereafter, because I had hurt my knees and all that, I used to be badminton player, shooting animals, all kinds of things, but stopped, started thinking about science, and that is how the space robotic theory came. And then, give experiences. So in other words, he has definitely prepared me as one person who is at least bring down the new concept. It will take decades and things like that. Because if it builds down, what you are telling will happen. You will have a self-running machines. And let coal go, let nuclear power go, rivers will remain, provided this pollution and all that is stopped. So once again, a happy planet will be there. And those people who are creating these borders and things like that, only divine cure will come at the right time. Because Aurobindo has said, when a divine has to settle a thing, he waits for so many other things to come at the same time, so that in one stroke he finishes all that.
One master comes with a master. He comes with his own army.
So it is a fantastic time to live at this time. The only thing is, I find even at that time, mind is very nasty thing. It goes on, you know, also what I promise, I should not get angry. Something happens, the anger shoots, then I tell, no, I didn't mean this thing to you. That's the way you patch up. So I think to be a compassionate man, fear is necessary. People say they treat Baba like friend. His influence has cleansed you people who have been in the college. So your writings and your thinking and all that is a bit different. Like that many people should be. It's not very easy for many people to be like that. Even these vasanas and others, you know, even old people, they are, unless attempt is made to crush them, which Baba says, then only refinement comes. And I simply say, no, I get a lot of money, car ho gaya, sab kuch ho gaya. I said, do whatever I want, then there is no progress. So I am very sure that...
No, one passing thought, sir. Newton's laws and many of his teachings were bypassed when Einstein came. Now again, when we see what you are doing, Faraday's laws, law of conservation of energy, all are being bypassed or rather modified by your
work. Until we get something which he has done, he had stolen the René Descartes' principle of state motion inertia. He has taken from Kepler the static inertia and not me given in the Principia, not given there. Because the principle of inertia of Descartes says that there is a fluid and when you push the body, then the fluid goes on pressing it further. Newton said no, space is empty. Then after pushing, why it is going? So that is, he has taken away the physical explanation. Okay, take away, but he has taken away the whole ether. So ether which gives pressure on earth and makes gravity, usko nikal diya. And then he picked up some equations of Kepler, and then it is all very well known. There is one thing which you all will understand, I will just tell you. Descartes said, there is a stream of ether, cosmic vortex, around the sun. Planets are being taken by that stream. Like, you know, for children we make a merry-go-round, so let the water be flowing like that. Now you put a toy here, the toy will be taken round, so planets are being taken round. So if there is no base something, how they are moving? So this was the principle of Descartes. Now, Newton said, no, they are just moving. Then he was asked by a very famous person, why they are moving in ellipse? Because when you take a teapot and then rotate like this, it goes in a circle. He could not give that answer. In Newton's Principia, Uncomment, I have read it. So, why they are moving that? But Descartes had said, and Leibniz said, if in a cup you rotate circle, put a piece of paper, it doesn't go in circle, it goes in ellipse. Because at each point, it gets a tangential push at each point. So, it becomes elliptical. So, planets are getting tangentially put because of the substratum. That's why it leaps. Today's physics has not answered this question. They have forgotten about it. Around the planet there is a vortex. I wrote to American people, your craft is going down, you return the craft in the opposite way. They did it.
Spacecraft.
And yeah, the craft alone. So the cosmic forces, they are not taken into consideration. So your questions of Newton, Newton is also blamed by many philosophers that he is responsible for atheism by the mathematical thing. Faraday's generator is being upgraded by my generator.
What is he?
Faraday's generator is being upgraded, not I won't say my, but being updated by the new theory about the electricity. Einstein will collapse. So also the quantum physics. These people in the name of quantum physics, how many millions and millions of dollars they are colliding with the atom smasher and things like that in Sweden. They want to find a particle, they call it God particle. Mass is already there in electron. And how mass is created, they don't know. Which I am showing. Still they are not doing it. So, they are not bothered.
Higgs boson.
Yeah.
Higgs boson.
Then somebody will say that Higgs boson. They put God's particle in Amdeviya and they get millions and millions of dollars. Okay, I am not jealous of that, but the point is this, that it is just like that. Mass is a property, not a particle. Like sweetness of sugar they want to find out, rather than the sugar itself.
Mr. Paramhans Tiwari, I have had a huge lesson, learning lesson about divine love as well as physics from you today, and I'm sure having Suresh Rao sir here has been a huge help. I want to thank both of you, and I also pray to the cosmic forces to come together so that in your lifetime this whole labor of love that you have spent your entire adult career pursuing comes to fruition and becomes a reality with Swami's blessings. And at Radio Sai too, we will have one of your generator sets to create power, our own power, so that we can be kinder to the environment and to our pockets as well. Thank you so much. I think you truly live up to your name, Paramhans Tiwari sir, and this connection that you're making between physics and metaphysics, that is the one, you know, when you're reviving what Tesla or what René Descartes or Leibniz said, you're taking it to the next dimension and taking it like quantum jumps forward. That's where the future lies, and I think posterity will remain beholden to you for all the sincere work you're doing in this direction, because it'll help the planet, it will help the future. So thank you so much for coming to Radio Sai to share.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
And thank you Suresh Rao sir as well for joining us on this discussion.
Sai Ram.
Well, Sai Ram, dear listeners, wow, I hope you had a huge learning there, as did I. Well, thank you very much for your company on Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is August the 27th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from the Radio Sai Studios in Prashanthi Nilayam, where the time right now is 43 minutes past 10 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. You just heard an episode of Learning with Love with Dr. Paramhamsa Tiwari. Joining me as co-host was Mr. Suresh Rao, a senior member of Team Radio Sai and a former colleague of Dr. Tiwari. I hope you found the learning from this discussion useful. Please share your thoughts, feedback and suggestions regarding the interview with Dr. Tiwari by email at listener@radiosai.org. We look forward to hearing from you. And now, as I told you earlier, Radio Sai, excuse me, turns 14 on Saturday, August the 29th. This being the 90th year of the divine advent of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I'm sorry, I'm just adjusting those buttons because I forgot to put the music at the background. Some members of our team will be presenting our collective gratitude in the form of a lovely presentation in the mandir that evening, on Saturday evening. And of course, Vedam will begin as usual at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. But shortly after, closer to 5, we will start the presentation. And as always, the entire program will be available for your viewing as a webcast on our website, radiosai.org. Or if you're traveling or are working, you can listen to it on our audio stream. Now, purely due to the grace of Bhagwan, we all know that Radio Sai is blazing new trails all the time. Today, at barely 13 years of age, he's a teenager, Bhagwan has blessed this teenager Radio Sai with enormous responsibility to serve as the digital lifeline between millions of seekers all over the globe and Prashanthi Nilayam, the seat of supreme beauty, ultimate truth, and all things auspicious. In this connection, I am now very pleased to play for you a short report I was honored to present in the Sai Kulwant Hall 4 years ago, wherein I recalled some of the major milestones in the first decade of our journey. What an idea Bhagwan conceived, and how beautifully and silently he developed it, and I think that itself is worth repeating. Here then is the report from August 2012. Have a listen, and after this, I will share for you some average statistics that I have culled, my colleagues actually have culled from Google Analytics, and I'm trying to gather them for you to just give you a sense of how deep and far the reach of Radio Sai is. These are simple statistics that Google has thrown at us because of the way our website is being accessed around the world. Those statistics coming up after this report that I want to play for you from 4 years ago. Have a listen, please. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet and Sai Ram to all the distinguished members of this august family. The story of Radio Sai is the story of the power of one. And the one that Radio Sai is born from is no ordinary one. It is the one without a second. It is the one that the wise refer to by many names. And it is the one that, when added to a string of zeros, adds values to them. It was this singular force that masterminded the entire Radio Sai project as quietly and as subtly as with all things that bear the sacred name of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sometime in the year 2001, Dr. Michael Nobel from the World Space Digital Radio Network visited Bhagwan's super speciality hospital in Bangalore. What he saw there left him in awe. He wanted to know more about the force and the source behind this generosity. In September 2001, the World Space Team visited Prashanthi Nilayam. Bhagwan granted them an audience, and needless to say, they were smitten by the universality of his message and its relevance to all humanity. They saw an urgent need to beam this message across the entire globe. Soon, Bhagwan called an unsuspecting Professor G. Venkatraman and began to discuss the World Space Brochure with him. The professor had already superannuated from the Sai University. In his own words, he knew a thing or two about space and about the world, but absolutely nothing about world space. Shortly thereafter, Professor Venkatraman was invited to the Shanti Bhavan to meet with the World Space Team. This was the first time in his life that he saw a digital radio. Over the next few weeks, despite no knowledge of digital radio, no studio, no staff, no equipment or content, Professor Venkatraman and a very small team of Sai students worked breathlessly to meet a very important deadline for the formal inauguration of what was to become a digital lifeline between millions of seekers around the planet and Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Through the hectic weeks, Bhagwan personally supervised every detail. He even selected the person who was to make the first opening announcement. Bhagwan was very particular that the voice, diction, the accent and the pronunciation must be world class. This pleasant task was assigned to Professor Shiv Pandit of the Sai University. Bhagwan continued to handhold the small Radio Sai team through every step leading to the big day. And what would a radio station be without a signature tune? For this, Brother C.T. Sai Prakash was summoned and without any prior notice commanded to play a suitable signature tune for the soon-to-be-inaugurated radio station. A very nervous Sai Prakash played Prema Mudita Manase Kaho on his keyboard. Bhagwan seemed to sleep over the idea, and the next morning he told Professor Venkatraman that the song Prema Mudita Manase Kaho has a lot of repetition of the chanting Ram 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 and hence may not be suitable for a wider listenership of diverse faiths. With his divine vision, Bhagwan was peering into the future at the millions in all parts of the universe who would come to rely on Radio Sai for spiritual sustenance. He wanted something more ecumenical or sarvadharma. Finally, Bhagwan selected the tune Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi as the anthem of Radio Sai. And since that day and for centuries to come, it has and will remain so. A flurry of events followed in quick succession, each bit propelled by the magic of Sai Grace. Soon the landmark day arrived, November 23rd, 2001. And what would a historic moment be without a little bit of drama? Then the Lord graciously pressed the button to light up the Radio Sai sign. There was a lag, a very long lag of several seconds that felt like eternity before the program came on. Needless to say, Professor Venkatraman's heart skipped a few beats, and during those anxious moments and when the signature tune finally came on air, the entire Kulwant Hall burst into a thunderous applause, and the smile on Bhagwan's face was worth every bit of the struggle till then. Let us now revisit and relive some of those moments.
Dear sisters and brothers, the 23rd of November is for all of us a red letter day. But today, the 23rd of November of the year 2001 is doubly special because starting from this day, the loving message of Bhagwan will be broadcast continuously by digital radio throughout the world, round the clock, every day, 7 days a week, and 12 months of the year. This radio channel is being named Radio Sai Global Harmony. This is being done with Bhagwan's permission. Dr. Michael Nobel, he is a member of the board of directors of World Space Corporation, and Dr. Michael is now with us. Welcome to you, Dr. Michael.
I came into contact with Sai Baba in September when I visited the specialty hospital in Whitefield. Now, I was frankly amazed because in my experience, and I have 10 years in hospitals, there are two kinds of clinics in the world today. On one hand, you have the clinic where you have months of waiting. It is free for all, but it's months of waiting, often offering substandard service. And on the other hand, you have well-equipped hospitals providing excellent but expensive service to the selected few. Here, instead, I found a miracle. A combination of world-class state-of-the-art institute providing absolutely free service to all. I also found, to my amazement, that this was the work of one man, the Sai Baba. I said, I really have to see the man. I want to meet him and to hear his message for peace. And I found again that it was wonderfully generous and wonderfully simple. It can be understood by everyone on earth. Love all, serve all. There's only one race or one caste, humanity. There's only one religion of love. There's only one language of the heart. There's only one omnipresent God. And there's only one law, the Dharma. This is a beautiful message, and it has to be brought to the world at large. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine the effects of such a message in a channel reaching 1 billion listeners around the world? This is challenging, I admit, but it's awesome and inspiring to all of us. We together could change the world.
Bhagwan then graciously inaugurated the broadcast service of Radio Sai Global Harmony by pressing a button.
Thank you. humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, Radio Sai Global Harmony greets all listeners. On this holy and auspicious day, we are privileged to broadcast Swami's divine message to all of humanity. We begin this inaugural broadcast with a song welcoming Bhagwan Baba for the birthday celebrations. The song was recorded by the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam.
ప్రేమకురు పై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం ప్రేమకురు పై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం జగముల నేలే సద్గురు సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం ప్రకృతి పృథివీ కులకించ మమత సమతలు వెలుగుందా ప్రేమకురు పై నిలచిన సాయి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం.
Sai Ram, from the outset, Bhagwan continued to shower his personal attention on every detail related to Radio Sai. Exactly a year later, in August of 2002, Bhagwan inaugurated the state-of-the-art Prashanti Digital Studios. Since that day, thousands of hours of high-quality programs have been produced at Radio Sai's Prashanti Digital Studios. Currently, Swami's message is engulfing the globe through six streams, namely Asia stream, Ameri stream, Afri stream, Telugu stream, Bhajan stream, and most importantly, the Divine Discourse stream. All six streams run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 10 years later, as we step back, we look at this incredible journey with amazement and deep gratitude. Our experience has taught us that Bhagwan not only is the origin, inspiration and guide of Radio Sai, he is the executive producer and the director of every single sound bite that Radio Sai produces. He is our sole inspiration as all our materials are sourced from his divine wisdom. Bhagwan is our guide and director as he is personally to this date guiding us with clarity on how to proceed one step at a time. And most interestingly, if an organization is to be judged by its human resources, might I add that at Radio Sai, from the time Bhagwan inducted Professor Venkatraman till date, every member of the team has been recruited by the Lord himself. And the appointment process continues to occur even today in all states of consciousness, be it waking, dream or prayer. In the presentations that will follow, we hope to bring you glimpses of this fact. Today, as Radio Sai stands on the new threshold, we recognize the fact that Bhagwan's divine message is urgently needed to provide nourishment for humanity's spiritual hunger. Taking a long-term view of our goals and objectives, we see a strong need to augment that message with suitable visuals related to Bhagwan. The strength of this formula was evident in the enormous global success of our video serial, The Message of the Lord, at the time of the 85th birthday. In all Radio Sai efforts, be it audio, audiovisual or print, Bhagwan remains at the center of each initiative. This one-pointed focus has generated more than a passing interest in his teachings. Today, Swami's message is the Bhagavad Gita version 2.0 as needed for the Kali age. Be it the small Radio Sai team at Prashanti Nilayam or our committed volunteers all over the world, each member plays a unique role, but all are strung together by the current that unites us, the current of Bhagwan's love. In this master plan, not only do the listeners benefit, but so do all the stakeholders. Incredible as this journey may seem, it really is not if you keep in perspective the origin from the one without the second, the one whose glory the world is devouring with an increasing appetite through Radio Sai Global Harmony. Since that historic day in 2001, Radio Sai has millions of listeners and website hits and a vibrant feedback channel. The power of one continues to be at play at Radio Sai. The rest, as they say, is history. Sai Ram, and please enjoy the rest of the presentation. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India. You just heard a report that we presented in the Divine Presence on August 2012 on the occasion of Radio Sai's 10th anniversary. Now, we will be celebrating the 14th anniversary on coming Saturday, to which I invite you to join us in person or virtually. But just with much humility and gratitude, I'm so delighted to share with you a few statistics from Google Analytics about the average traffic per month on our website. For example, in India, on an average, on a very low month, we have at least 13, the traffic indicates 13 crores, which is 1.35 million. In the US, we are close to a million. In the UK, close to 2 million. I beg your pardon, let me think it through. These are such big figures. Yes. Close to a million again in the UK, and then Australia, Canada, Africa are sort of tied close to each other. And an average 24-hour traffic, just every 24-hour cycle. Of course, Bharat is in the lead in everything. Who would have thought that? But India is leading every 24 hours with close to 4 lakh in traffic, which is 400,000 traffic. And in US, we have just over 2,500 256327, that is 2,500 users or visitors, followed by UK, Australia, and I must say South Africa and Canada are close competitors. They're tied most of the time. And in an average 24-hour cycle, we have at least a traffic of 35,000 people or users from those two countries on average. So basically, we are now running into millions every month, and this is just growing at a rate that nobody had even conceived or perceived or imagined or projected, and it entirely is due to the grace of the source, heart and soul of Radio Sai, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and we are so grateful to him. So to express this gratitude, a few members of our team are going to be offering our collective gratitude, and I invite you to join us at radiosai.org on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. With that, it is now time for me to bid you Sai Ram and leave you with some melodious music to enjoy. Thank you for your company and see you next week. Sai Ram. Listeners, I stand corrected in a huge way. I made a boo-boo. I was never good at math. I said the traffic in India per month is 1.35 million. I'm very sorry. Actually, 13 million people, 13 million users visit the Radio Sai website on an average month, not 1.3 million. Now, that's, you have to pardon me for that very huge boo-boo and slip. And please keep that figure in mind so that if anybody asks, did she goof up on Morning Glory? Say no, I said 13 million. Thank you for your cooperation. Enjoy the rest of the song.
Chaati re Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari.